Coming up to 29 minutes past six here on Irirangi Wāatea. Well, next week, next Wednesday, e hui te kotahitanga o Ngāpuhi. Ngāpuhi hui will be held. It has been quite some time since te kotahitanga have met. So what is going to be discussed? Where to from here? Here to talk to us about, you know, why the big hiatus as well too. Our rangatira from the Nauta, Peter Tipene, joins us now. Me tukumihi ki a koe te rangatira. Thanks so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wāatea.
Tēnā koe, Claudette. It's always a pleasure to join your show.
Mm. So, 2.5 years since that last hui. Big gap. Well, you know, 2.5 years, it might have gone fast. COVID had, you know, COVID was in and amongst that as well too. Is that the main reason why kotahitanga haven't met, or have there been other issues as well too?
No, it's nothing to do with COVID really. The real reason is that te kotahitanga had achieved all of its three goals, and there seemed to be little reason to meet again. Look, and this is not to mention also the very sad passing of Rudy Taylor, who was the co-chair of Te Kotahitanga. So it might have been a number of issues, but really when it comes down to it, Te Kotahitanga had achieved its three goals. And if I can give you a quick précis of what those three goals were, Te Kotahitanga began in 2009, November 2009, when it met at the Te Kotahitanga Marae in Kaikohe, of which hapū were beginning to be highly aggrieved that Tūhoronuku, which had only just been established, was looking to settle all of Ngāpuhi claims at that time. So the aggrieved hapū came together, decided to give the name Te Kotahitanga, and chose its leadership, which was myself and Rudy Taylor as co-chairs, and then set about three goals. One, the hui said clearly, mana before moni, and therefore the settlement process would not be the key driver or the primary goal. The primary goal was mana motuhake of the hapū, and therefore we needed to prosecute a case against the Crown through the Waitangi Tribunal, that we, Ngāpuhi, had never ceded sovereignty to the Crown. So that was always the primary goal. The second goal was to be a forum where all of the hapū of Ngāpuhi could meet, discuss and coordinate claims through what we now call the Stage 2 hearings, and it took up to 30 weeks of hearings. And the third goal was clearly to defeat Tūhoronuku. So come the end of 2018, Te Kotahitanga reviewed its three goals and said, we've now achieved all three. So, yeah, so over the period of the last couple of years and a bit, hapū are now saying, and the members of Te Kotahitanga said, hey, about time we got back together, because there is really little in the way of forums where we can get together and exchange views, strengthen ourselves as hapū of Ngāpuhi. So after me discussing this with what I call the tuara of Te Kotahitanga, the likes of Moka and Hinerangi Puru, we've decided to hold another hui. And that will be, as you say, next Wednesday at the Otiria Marae, which is the 21st of July, starting at 10 a.m. with a pōwhiri.
So that would then, you know, if the participants, if the whānau wish to set a new set of goals, is to establish a new set of goals going forward, because while that battle was over, there are other fights to fight.
Oh, there definitely is, and hence why voices have been heard saying, hey, maybe it's time to reinvigorate what was Te Kotahitanga, set a new goal, set new leadership, and you know, do the same thing that we've done for the next, for the last 10 years, sorry.
So what kinds of new goals do you think might be in the pipeline then? What might we see come out as a result of the hui?
Well, top of the agenda is always going to be mana motuhake of the hapu, and some people may call it the sovereignty of the hapu, how we can work with each other to ensure that the Crown is working to one, understand that, but two, give effect to it. And it's not as though we need the government to give effect to it, because it all starts with the hapu themselves. But whether we like it or not, the government is our tiriti partner, and we've got to be keeping up a conversation, because otherwise the government continues on its merry way, governing as it sees fit, and that's not how the hapu of Ngāpuhi see it. So I'm sure that all of this will come up.
And what of our whānau overseas in Australia know that, you know, during the whole negotiation process around getting support, non-support for two Horonuku visited Australia, what of them, and keeping them in touch as well too? Because they were very proactive, albeit that they were in small numbers, you know, but big over there. So what about keeping our whānau overseas informed?
Oh, look, wherever our people of Ngāpuhi, the hapu of Ngāpuhi are throughout the world, let alone Australia, are crucial to the strength of the hapu. And that's what I found that out, because I went to numerous roadshows in Australia. So, firstly, this week for Te Kotahitanga next week will allow the people back home to get a sense of ourselves. And then we will begin reaching out to our many relations in Australia to make sure that, one, they're informed, but two, they're able to participate, give input, and strengthen the kaupapa with the many opinions, skills, and knowledge that they have.
Just one of the topics that will come up probably, SNAs, they'll be under discussion, under spotlight?
Oh, yes, I've got no doubt SNAs will come up. Also, what will come up is the sovereignty fund, or the investment fund that the government have set up. So this forum will give provide a place and a time for people to strengthen each other. And look, in the end, only six people may turn up. Who knows? Because we've got to remember that, sadly, not only has a great leader in Rudy Taylor left this mortal world, but many of the faces over those 10 years of Te Kotahitanga coming together and pushing what was a really challenging kaupapa is, you know, the Nuki Aldridges of this world, and many, many others have been lost to us. So, yeah, we'll be looking to some of the next generation to step up for Te Kotahitanga and whoever else wants to lead this going forward.
And in terms of the sovereignty fund, the sovereign fund that was established by the government to help progress, to assist progress the treaty claims, how do you think it is going so far? Has there been enough kōrero? Do our whānau know what it's all about, or has it been kind of closed lid so far?
Well, I think whānau and hapu are still trying to work out exactly what the fund is, and therefore what the implications are. What everybody's clear about is that it has been established by the government and not given support by the hapu. So the hapu are looking at very cautiously at best, but also very suspiciously about what it might imply or what the implications are for the hapū. So I've sensed in me trying to find out what it is that the Crown and those who have been appointed onto that board are still getting a sense of themselves. And until they get a clearer sense of themselves, they still can't explain to the general hapū of Ngāpuhi as to, you know, what their processes and systems and their kaupapa. So anything that we can glean as hapū of Ngāpuhi as to what it means and what the implications are for us, we're really wanting to hear, because the hapū do not want anything that may undermine the mana motuhake of each hapū.